And now, our portraits.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and as always, I'd like to remind you that you can find out the additional information on the recordings that I play at our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The subject for this podcast is Jimmy Hamilton. Jimmy Hamilton played tenor saxophone and clarinet with the Duke Ellington Orchestra for 25 years. He was heavily featured during that time, and I had a hard time deciding on what to choose and what to leave out. So as a result of that, this is the first of three episodes dealing with Jimmy Hamilton. Hamilton was born in Dillon, South Carolina on May 25th, 1917, but he grew up in Philadelphia. He played with a few of the lesser bands, I don't mean in terms of talent, but in terms of exposure, bands like Lucky Millinder, Bill Doggett, and Teddy Wilson. He joined Duke Ellington in May of 1943. At that time, Hamilton's double was alto saxophone, but since he was taking the chair that was formerly occupied by Barney Bigard, he had to switch to tenor. An interesting thing about Hamilton is that his personalities on clarinet and tenor saxophone are distinctly different. He's very polished and technical, yet still swinging in his clarinet playing, yet he's got an almost R&B sound and approach on his tenor saxophone. It's very gruff. The first thing we'll hear is a Billy Strayhorn composition called Progressive Gavotte. And a gavotte is a medium-paced French dance. Billy Strayhorn's at the piano for this one. And besides Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, you'll hear Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, Harold Shorty Baker on trumpet, and a little bit of Johnny Hodges on alto sax. Thank you. This next composition is entitled Duet. And since this is a live recording, Duke Ellington does the introduction. And of course, he does a much better job than I can. By the way, the great clarinetist Ken Peplowski did an excellent cover of this very difficult piece on his recent CD called Sunrise. It's Ken Peplowski with a big band, so you should check it out. There's also a few other Ellington covers on there, so it's very worthwhile.
Here is the Duke himself, Duke Ellington.
Thank you very much, Lee Bennett. And now we do one of our rather, well, our concert type thing. It brings Jimmy Hamilton and Wendell Marshall to the foreground. Jimmy Hamilton clarinet, Wendell Marshall bass violin. They do a thing called duet. And in spite of the great distance between these two instruments, tonally and technically, they manage to establish an amazing state of unity. Jimmy Hamilton and Wendell Marshall in duet. Wendell Marshall played duet.
Jimmy Hamilton was also able to win some recognition for his work, and in this case, he was one of the winners of the Esquire magazine poll. So he was included in a all-star group that included Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Dom Bias on tenor saxophone, Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, Remo Palmieri on guitar, Red Norvo on vibraphone, and besides Hodges, two other Ellingtonians were included in the group, Sonny Greer on drums and Billy Strayhorn on piano. This one was composed by Leonard Feather, and he titled it The One That Got Away. This is the first example of Hamilton's tenor saxophone work that I'll be playing for you. And this one is a great example of the difference between his clarinet playing and his tenor saxophone work, because he plays and solos on both at the same recording. That doesn't happen very often. It almost sounds like he was having reed problems and that was why he switched instruments, but we don't know. In any case, the announcer gives you the other soloists. And this is a song I've played a few times. It's called take the A train.
And now here's something you've heard many times. The Duke comes on with it. He's going to really come on with it right now. An extended version of Take the A Train. That was Ray Nance. Here again, Ray Nance. Clarinet, here's Jimmy Hamilton. Thank you. is also Jimmy Hamilton, now on trumpet, Al Killian.
This is another finger-busting clarinet feature, and this is from a 1945 Treasury Series show broadcast.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra, and I think when the Duke dug up this title, he must have been about 14 steps ahead of modern science. Air-conditioned jungle? Carnegie Hall, huh? Okay, Duke, what is it, air-conditioned jungle? One of those Carnegie Hall presentations, a light concerto featuring Jimmy Hamilton and the clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
That was the concert piece, Air Conditioned Jungle, as presented by Duke Ellington at Carnegie Hall, and featuring Jimmy Hamilton at the clarinet. This is the American Broadcasting Company's Saturday afternoon Victory Bond show.
The Tattoo Bride debuted at Ellington's 1948 Carnegie Hall concert. I was going to play that one, but it's pretty rough. It was a new piece, and the band didn't have it completely together. So I'm going to use this live version from a 1949 Cornell concert appearance. The most dated aspect of this item is that having tattoos would be shocking.
Thank you. And now, possibly our most ambitious work of this season, The Tattooed Bride. The appropriate title, I think, would be better, the honeymoon weekend of The Tattooed Bride. But the most unusual thing about this particular tattooed bride is the fact, is the way she's tattooed. I mean, rather than to have... Rather than having an assortment or variety of pictures or diagrams and so forth, she has a continuous repetition of the same sort of a zigzaggy looking figure, and just many, many times until they all run into, and they look like either M's or W's. And of course, you know, an M or a W has four strokes, and we tried to make four notes out of it so as to turn it over from the optical to the oral. Is that right, technically? Anyway, from sight to sound. And we took a pencil and wrote this M or the W, and we got these four sounds. Z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z Well, you'll now hear the development, but That is the theme.
Thank you. Hamilton.
I'm going to close this episode with an extended version of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. This is from 1954. Ray Nance does the vocal, and you can hear a little bit of Jimmy Hamilton on tenor behind him. After two choruses of vocal, then there's a chorus by the band, and then Ray Nance and Willie Cook trade fours on trumpet. Then Paul Gonzalez gets a complete chorus, then Jimmy Hamilton takes a complete chorus on tenor saxophone. Then Gonzalez and Hamilton trade fours, with Gonzalez starting out first. Remember, Jimmy Hamilton is the one with the gruffer tone. It's pretty easy to distinguish him from Paul Gonzalez.
That swing. Now it don't mean a thing. All you've got to do is sing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm every little thing you've got. Got that swing. She bop body, she bop dump to be with body. Oh, my. She bop bop lily bop. Oh, do bada. She bop dump dip to be with lily bop. Sweetie bop dip to that bop. Chiliad bada, chiliad bada, chiliad bada, he's done a find out. I thought you are bully, bop, 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 bop. Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. A boo, what, what? Bati, bati, do, bati, 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 bop, bada. Thank you.
With that, we're at the end of the first of three parts of examining the work of Jimmy Hamilton. I'd like to thank you again for listening. My name is Steve Bowie. And again, you can find out information about the recordings that I've used at our website at ellingtonreflections.com. And we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something that you ought to know.